So hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Erica Glessing Show, where I get to interview the most inspirational people on the planet. I almost said the most inspirational women, because I definitely like to interview inspirational women. And today I have a beautiful guest with me, and we are so excited that it's right around the same time as Ketanji Brown Jackson is getting installed on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And I have with me an attorney and a mediation expert. She runs the Grown Girl Divorce Resource Center for African American Women. I'm just so joyful to have Kimberly Cook with me. How are you, Kim?
I'm great, Erica. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. So good to reconnect with you.
You know, I saw that you made a pretty major change from being a partner in a law firm, which I think was, I'll probably butcher the name, but Schiller and something. And then you started your own Dovetail Conflict Resolution. Tell me a little bit about like that shift out of being kind of an attorney in a practice and then moving into like, you know, really focusing on mediation.
Yeah, sure. So I was a partner with Schiller, Ducanto, and Fleck, which is a divorce litigation firm that I had been with for about 14 years. And it was great while I was there. And at some point, I'd say towards the end of 2020, you know, we were all kind of getting through COVID and figuring out what was going on in the world. But I think, you know, internally, I was trying to figure out, you know, what was going on with me as well. And so at the end of 2020, I said, you know, I think litigation for me has seen its days. And so I pivoted and made the transition to divorce mediation, which I have found over the last couple of years, even prior to leaving the firm, to be really a lot more beneficial for families who are looking to go from one household to two, just because, you know, it's dispute resolution and it gives people, I think, the ability to really have a say in their own divorce process, to have a little bit more control than what going to court allows. And so for me, I think it was a natural progression as we were coming out of a really tumultuous time just in the world of what's happening with everybody and everything, and allowing this space of saying to people, there are better ways to navigate, you know, the next phase of your life if you're looking to transition out of a marriage. And it has been a great experience for me. And I would say one that was probably in the making for a long time, but COVID really kind of forced my hand to say, now is the time. So it's been a great 2 years. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I'm certainly would love to give you a little space to talk about kind of the empowerment aspect when you look at empowering. Let's just talk about empowering African-American women who, you know, I know for me, from my own divorce, and I'm certainly not African American, but I just remember so much I didn't know that I found out later. So many resources were available. Like if someone was abusive, that I could leave them even if I don't have bruises on me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I did not know until I ran into these wonderful mediation and divorce people after my divorce, what was possible. So maybe just talk a little bit about kind of what inspired you to start the Grown Girls sort of movement, and just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, in all my years of practice, it really felt in many ways when I would connect with Black women going through a divorce, where they felt as if nobody really saw them and saw them in a way that is different than going through the legal process, right? Because the legal process in and of itself is and should be the same regardless of whether you're Black, white, Asian, but it's the divorce experience that is different. And what I found was that the narrative of divorce is really designed to an audience that is heterosexual, white, middle class, and stay-at-home moms. And that's not the majority of women who need those services, but yet that's kind of where the resources kind of target. And so Grown Girl Divorce came out of this space of, I'm trying to create a space of relatability for Black women who can be educated in the process, but also empowered throughout the process, so that it's, I'm moving forward in my life, but I'm also finding my way back to myself. And there are others out there who look like me, who understand me, who get me, and are also going through this journey and this process. And so Grown Girl Divorce is really about creating a space, like I said, of relatability for Black women who are going through the divorce process. And our goal is to provide, you know, resources, whether that's through the blog, the podcast, webinars, conferences, and really kind of connecting in a way that someone who is considering the process, going through the process, or just ending the process can really feel as though they have been seen, heard, understood in a way that maybe they didn't with their lawyer, with their therapist.
I think the whole concept of like feeling alone, like going through a divorce, going through divorce. And then, as you said, like a lot of it can be around moms who have means to really solve a lot of things with money. I'm not saying necessarily like the race and the color and the money all come hand in hand, but like you were saying, this thing of like feeling alone, even I really feel like a lot of women kind of got deeper into their aloneness if they're going to divorce, and then all of a sudden like they're all the family ties that they had change. And sometimes family can be really challenging. Family can challenge, like they don't understand why you might leave someone if they didn't see the writing themselves, you know. And then there can be this just overwhelming guilt too. So maybe just talk a little bit about the family dynamics and how someone can feel not quite so alone.
The idea of loneliness is so interesting, especially in that process when you think, you know, there are hundreds of divorces filed in process every week across the country. And for people to kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I'm alone, but alone really being, I don't have anybody maybe in my immediate circle that I can talk to who really understands me, who I trust, or who has even the capacity to really be there in a way that I need them to be. And so I think for us, it really means that Grown Girl was kind of that extension of, you don't actually have to be alone in this journey. There are other women who look like you. There are other women who are here rooting you on. Because even if there's not somebody in your neighborhood or in your, you know, family social circle, we are here to help you get through this process. And I've had women say who've listened to the podcast, you know, it was the one time where I felt like somebody just got me and got the experience. And in that moment, I felt like I'm not by myself. Even though we've never met, we've never connected, it was having this sense of like, somebody else gets it and they see me and they understand what I'm going through. And so
I have to pause you there, because honestly, I feel like podcasting, and you and I worked together podcasting previously. Like I honestly feel like if I can give a listener, one listener, that sense of connectivity, or there are resources, or I don't have to go through this for us, like even like one person to me, that makes my heart just sing.
Yeah.
And I did want to have you actually do kind of a really nice proactive brag on your podcast.
Well, listen, I appreciate that. I think, you know, the podcast is really connected with women in ways that I don't even think I could have ever imagined. We're so grateful for. And we've got this new kind of series, the podcast that's coming out, that's all about, you know, this idea of I've been there too. And it's featuring women who are talking about their experience going through divorce, but in a way that focuses on their own journey. So not their spouse, not how, you know, awful their marriage might have been, but more about what they learned about themselves, what they in hindsight are able to kind of say, gosh, I wish I had known. And it's just a way of, again, trying to connect with listeners and saying, I've been there. I know what you're going through. And this isn't a talking head expert. This is somebody who's down, you know, in the trenches, so to speak, with you through this process. And it has just been phenomenal in terms of how it's resonating with people. So really excited about it.
I'm so grateful that you took this time today, because I know you probably have like 37 things to do with every single minute. But one of my favorite sayings is, when you want something done, ask someone busy.
Yes, so true.
So I just want to remind the viewers, if you've if you didn't remember, that I'm speaking with Kimberly Cook, Kimberly A. Cook, and she is a divorce attorney. She's a mediation expert. She runs Dovetail Conflict Resolution LLC. She has a beautiful podcast. And why don't you just let people know, like, how they can reach you, how they can find out more, and just say the name of the show again, your niche, your podcast.
Absolutely. And thank you so much again, Erica, for having me on today. So yes, you can find more out about Grown Girl Divorce at growngirldivorce.com. You can also follow us on all social media channels. So that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We have a podcast, which is available on all podcast channels. So iHeart, Apple, Google Play, Podbean, and it's Grown Girl Divorce. If you happen to be in Illinois and you're looking for divorce mediation services, you can also find out about our services at Dovetail Conflict Resolution. And we're on Instagram at DovetailCR. So please reach out. We're happy to help in any way that we can.
I'm so glad you could come today. And just, hey, let's just be in celebration with our new Supreme Court Justice.
Absolutely.
Yay. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.